There's a lot of things we know would be good for us. Problem is, we don't have time. It's just tougher. I think therapy is like that. We all know that sitting down, talking to someone, really working on our issues will make a difference. So the problem is finding a therapist, driving across town, all of that, right? And that's where Talkspace comes in, today's sponsor. Because by doing everything online, Talkspace has made getting the help you want easier, more accessible, and more affordable. With Talkspace, you can sign up online and get a personalized match with a provider that's right for you, typically within 48 hours. You can have virtual sessions with your licensed therapist from the comfort of your home. And Talkspace is secure and private, using the latest end-to-end grade encryption to store client information and complying with the latest HIPAA regulations. As a listener of this podcast, you'll get $80 off your first month with Talkspace when you go to Talkspace.com/stoic and enter code SPACE80. To match with a licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com/stoic and enter promo code SPACE80. That's 80 to get $80 off your first month and show your support for the show. That's Talkspace.com/stoic, promo code SPACE80. Welcome to the Daily Stoic Podcast, where each day we bring you a passage of ancient wisdom designed to help you find strength, insight, and wisdom in everyday life. Each one of these passages is based on the 2,000-year-old philosophy that has guided some of history's greatest men and women. For more, you can visit us at dailystoic.com. You have to be firm, but not rude. A Stoic guards their time. You get that from Seneca. He chides us for being protective of our property, but spendthrifts with our time. Life is short, he says. Don't waste it. Don't let it be eaten up by other people. Don't fritter it away on the inessential obligations. But the problem with this advice is that if we're not careful, this very real imperative can devolve into selfishness. It can make you an externalizer, so protective of your time that you actually cost people theirs by making them wait, by putting them off, shunting off your responsibilities as a human being to them. So remember, for the Stoics, a key virtue is moderation, which means not being too selfless or too selfish with your time. Marcus Aurelius was taught the importance balance of these approaches by Alexander the Platonist. From Alexander's example, Marcus strove not to be constantly telling people or writing them that I'm too busy unless I really am. Similarly, he says not to be always ducking my responsibility to the people around me because of pressing business. So yes, you have to protect yourself. You have to be firm. But you can't pretend that the world revolves around you or that the world outside your interests doesn't exist. You can't close yourself off to other people completely. You can't just be a taker of time and never a giver. What kind of deal is that? As Marcus said, we decline the inessential so we can give more to the essential. That's the key. We guard our time. We are firm, but for a reason, so that we can be generous and present for the people who matter to us, for the tasks we are put on this planet to accomplish. It's a tricky balance. But if you follow Marcus and Alexander, you'll find it. Hey, it's Ryan. Thank you for listening to the Daily Stoic Podcast. I just wanted to say we so appreciate it. It's an honor. Please spread the word, tell people about it. And this isn't to sell anything. I just wanted to say thank you. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to The Daily Stoic early and ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts.
You know, if I would have applied myself, I could have gone to the NBA.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. But it's just like, it's been done. You know, I didn't want to, I was like, I don't want to be a follower. Hi, I'm Jason Concepcion.
And I'm Shea Serrano. And we are back. We have a new podcast from Wondery. It's called Six Trophies.
Woo!
And it's the f***ing best.
Each week, Shea Serrano and I are combing through all the NBA storylines, finding the best, most interesting, most compelling stories, and then handing out six pop culture themed trophies for six basketball related activities.
Trophies like the Dominic Toretto, I Live My Life a Quarter Mile at a Time trophy, which is given to someone who made a short-term decision with no regard for future consequence.
Or the Christopher Nolan Tenet trophy, which is given to someone who did something that we didn't understand.
Catalina Wine Mixer trophy.
trophy.
Ooh, the Lauryn Hill, you might win some, but you just lost one trophy. And what's more, the NBA playoffs are here, so you want to make Six Trophies your go-to companion podcast through all the craziness. Follow Six Trophies on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.